Money's a great servant, but a brutal master. I mean, wealth is enticing, so it's easy to be seduced, and before we know it, we're slaves to it. But it was never meant to be that way. Money, or wealth, was never meant to be our master. Instead, what you and I are called to do is to exercise mastery over our money. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about the power that money wields in your life. Money matters. I mean, that's no surprise. We all need money to buy the things we need. And we all want money to buy the things we want. And yet this whole money thing, well, not so much money, but our love of money takes us down some very painful paths in life, taking risks that were never going to pay off because we're chasing after this elusive symbol of success, wealth. So here's an interesting question. At what point does money become wealth? Answer, when our attitude towards it changes, when we desire it. Jesus talked a lot about money, only he didn't use that word. He used a Greek word, mammon, which means the false god of wealth. And he said, look, you can't serve both God and this false god of wealth, your greed for wealth. It's one or the other. And we've seen on the program over these last few days what a brutal master wealth can be. So many people working so long and so hard to pay the mortgage and to pay for the debt for the things that the world told them they really had to have, but they didn't really need, that it's now sending them broke and ruining their families and marriages and lives. Money, as we saw yesterday, can be a brutal master. And that's what Paul writes. He says, look, if you go chasing after this, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil, and it's going to pierce you with many pains. We chase after this elusive pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but when we sacrifice our lives to it, all we discover is pain and loss. So what do we do about it? Well, here's the thing. It's a question of deciding who's the boss. Who are we serving? I've spent much of my life serving the false god of mammon. Let's go back to what Jesus said about this false god. You cannot serve two masters. A slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. I want to unpack this word mammon a bit more because it has an interesting meaning. Webster's dictionary defines mammon as the false god of riches and avarice, riches regarded as an object of worship and greedy pursuit, wealth as an evil more or less personified. So it's like a god, not just some inanimate object. The Oxford Dictionary defines it as god of wealth, regarded as evil or immoral. Those who worship mammon are equivalent to greedy people who value money too highly. So please, let's not get the idea here that Jesus is somehow saying that money in and of itself is bad, that somehow none of us should have any of it. That's not what he's saying at all. He's saying that for some of us, we have an unhealthy attitude towards it. We desire it too much, and it's become our God ahead of the God in heaven. That's what he's saying. So the decision, the very clear decision that we need to make, is which one of these two gods are we going to serve? Because Jesus is quite right. We can only serve the one or the other. If my heart is after God, then, as we're going to see a little later in this series, that's not a course that always leads us to great earthly riches. In fact, it can often be the other way around. Always serve the God of this world, the God of wealth, mammon, and we'll throw all our energies into building up treasures here on this earth. Let's take a look at what happens when we serve the God of wealth for a moment. Now, this, I have to say, is something that I can speak about with a great deal of first-hand experience. I can honestly tell you that for the first 36 years of my life, wealth and the recognition that it brought was always way more important than anything else. It was, sadly, more important to me than my family. Now, you may look at me in a critical way, and you'd be right to be critical, but the reason that I'm telling you this stuff is because there are a lot of people, come on, men in particular, for whom wealth is more important than their family. Now, they may not admit it to themselves, but you can tell by a person's actions, how they spend their time and their energies, whether wealth is more important than their family. With wisdom that comes through the pain that caused me, I can now tell you that that was one of the most stupid things that I have ever done in my life. But at the time, I couldn't see it. Because, you see, I was addicted to wealth, just like a heroin addict is addicted to heroin. And when you're addicted to something, come on, common sense and good reason simply have no place in your decision-making process. And it's not just men. I've seen women addicted to glamour and to beauty. I heard of a young woman recently who spent, wait for this, just over the equivalent of US $12,000 on a wedding dress. What? $12,000? There are women who spend a fortune on designer-label clothes and expensive beauty treatments because they are addicted to what money can buy for them. And make no mistake about it, that is an addiction to wealth. Here's what I'm asking you to do today. Just stop and think and look at your own attitude towards money and wealth as evidenced by your actions, what you're prepared to do to get it, what you're sacrificing to get it, and what you spend it on, and how you spend it. Come on, in the cold, hard light of day, are you addicted to wealth? Because if you are, it's costing you so much. My one regret in life is the price that I paid for my addiction to wealth. I can't change the past. I simply can't. But I can change how I live from now on. And I've discovered that there is only one answer to dealing with this addiction. Just one. And that is to give as much of it away as I can. I'm going to talk some more about that over the next few days. But that was the thing that set me free from this terrible addiction. And these days, while I have less money, I am as free as a bird. I hardly ever walk into a shopping centre, and it's a freedom that I wouldn't give up for anything. The mastery of money is about taking this money thing out of its position of controlling our lives and turning it back into the servant that it always should have been. Maybe that's something you don't want to hear today, but this is God's radical solution to the slavery that so many people are under in their allegiance to wealth. Okay, maybe a whole bunch of people are going to say, well, I don't need to hear this stuff. I don't want to hear this stuff. Good, don't. But what will happen is that you'll continue to be pierced by the many pains that come through the evil that inevitably grows out of the love of money, the root of all kinds of evil. Many, many people live their whole lives in those pains. Let's finish up with Jesus' own words on this, because there is quite simply nothing more powerful than the Word of God to open our hearts to wisdom that really works. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 24. Don't store up for yourselves treasures here on earth, where moth and rust consume, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is your darkness. No one can serve two masters. A slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So let me bring you back to that question. Which one are you serving, God or wealth? And which one of these two do you really, really want to serve? The truth is that money is a great servant, but a brutal master. Perhaps that's why so many people struggle with their attitude towards money. But let me tell you something. God wants you to find financial security in the right place. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Path to Financial Security, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you discover true security, like I said, in the right place. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. The web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.